This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, Mother Nature tried to put a damper on the Iowa State Fair's first day yesterday, spending much of the morning tossing thunderstorms our way. Nothing severe, but enough to keep the early crowds in check. By the time I arrived for my 11 a.m. celebrity chef shift at the Iowa Pork Producers tent, the lunch crowd was just getting ready to pick up. The Cass County pork producers were there lending a hand, and the grills were fired up with the smell of pork grilling, which was already drifting through the air. And smoke that, for once, wasn't from Canada, was more than welcome. We'll talk about my experience and what you can find at the Iowa Pork Tent coming up next.
I'm Scott Shulley, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
This was my second year helping out at the Iowa Pork Producers tent, but it was the first time I got to wear my own personalized embroidered apron. Last year, just had a plain unnamed one, so it felt special, and it's something I'll be able to bring back every year, and I hopefully will get to keep returning for a long time. Now, the grill set up at the Pork Producers tent is no small operation. The grill I worked on is big enough to handle more than 100 items, about 50 or more pork burgers on one half, and probably at least that many pork chops on the other. There's always 6 to 8 people around the grill at any given time, flipping burgers, checking temperatures, and shifting meat around to different heat zones, so everything was cooked just right. My focus for the day ended up being burger duty. I did get a few chops on the grill, but kept gravitating back to that wall of sizzling burgers, working through 3 full rounds of them during my shift. There were other celebrity chefs on the schedule, and they were all Iowa media folks. No major stars, but plenty of hometown personality to go around. The crew working the grills had the same easy camaraderie you'd find at backyard cookouts, and it was good-natured ribbing, a few jokes tossed back and forth, and plenty of laughs in between the more serious business of keeping the food moving. Out in front of the tent, the crowd was in good spirits and eager to dig into their fair favorites. The big buzz item this year was the new Hawaiian sandwich, shaved pork loin topped with pineapple, coleslaw, and Thai chili sauce. Each order gave you a Hawaiian lei, and it was getting plenty of attention from fairgoers. I made sure to try one, and it was even better than expected. Sweet, tangy, packed with flavor. Also sampled one of the pork burgers, which is every bit as good as I've always remembered. Talking with the fairgoers is always a highlight. Many people share how visiting that tent has been a long-standing tradition for their family and part of what makes the Iowa State Fair such a special experience. It's always fun getting the chance to connect with listeners and let them put a face to the voice they hear on the radio. Those conversations remind me that for all the differences between Iowa's corners, we share a lot of common ground, especially a love of good food and good company. By the end of my shift, I was smoky, satisfied, sore, and tired, but also grateful. It's a unique experience to work side-by-side with pork producers and hear what's on their mind and to help feed thousands of hungry fairgoers. Once my time at the grill was done, I headed back to work at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network booth, still carrying the aroma of the day well spent over the grill. I will say that smoke would always once in a while blow into your face, and I used an old trick I learned growing up in Minnesota. Say, "I hate rabbits," 3 times, and the smoke drifts away from you. Whether you might think it works or not, gives everybody a laugh in the middle of the heat. If you haven't stopped by the Iowa Pork Producers tent yet this year or are planning to come to the fair, I highly recommend it. Between the main tent and the satellite locations around the fairgrounds, there's no shortage of delicious pork to enjoy, and you just might find me behind the grill again next year. Definitely recommend a pork chop on a stick, some bacon, or even some of those pulled pork sandwiches too. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.